Bob. 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 Bob.
From PR News in Washington, I'm claiming responsibility for two car bombs during morning rush hour, and I'm the first to do so without a court order. Vermont has approved statues and posters from Lebanon. The House yesterday passed a bill that would only benefit the rich. This means that the Senate passed a bill adding PR News to the list of prohibited items in Washington.
The threat of nuclear warfare is a threat to all of us. How can we live with this threat? Our best life insurance may be summed up in four words.
The subgenius hour of...
Some of this disappears in the twinkling of an eye. Some of it lingers for thousands of years.
Shazam!
From Hollywood, tonight, and every weekday night, Bob...
They wave 10 pounds of wieners at me for no reason at all, and ask me if I'd like to go on a wiener fry. I told them no. Nothing was wrong with the world. Nothing at all. Life was going on just fine.
Starring Bob...
Let's move men and ships, guns and planes over there in an avenging flood.
Iron Man.
The walls have ears.
Struggling with some knotty problem.
Phil's had no particular interest in girls.
Warner's.
Well, I don't know any more about it.
Warner.
Isn't that funny? I don't know.
Come in. Come in. Come in. Come in.
Apply psychotherapy. How'd you like the movie?
Well, all right.
Amnesia. Complete emotional hysteria. A little technical. We dull the pain sense of the ego.
We were buddies. Talking.
Paul is dead.
Now think, Phil. Think. Paul died. Fear and terror. You're all right.
Isn't it nice to see everyone?
Ugh. Well, that's that.
Can I have an extra dish of ice cream for my lunch?
Maybe we should put him under sodium pentothal and find out his hidden desires and motivations.
Where life begins, where life ends. Where life goes on.
Jimmy, believe me, I'm afraid. I'm terribly afraid.
Well, which is it? Not enough love or not enough money?
She's suffering from a neurosis, obsessive compulsive, superimposed paranoid tendencies.
Prefrontal lobotomy.
Prefrontal lobotomy. It's the only chance.
A prefrontal lobotomy? You're just stark, staring mad.
Ready to proceed with the lobotomy.
All right to proceed, Doctor.
Sponge.
Yes, Doctor.
Well moistened.
Jimmy, how long will it be?
If she has to live out the rest of her life, a hopeless lunatic. Patient cured. Case closed.
I guess there's probably somebody here who doesn't know anything about the Church of the Subgenius, and I found an explanation for it. I don't really have one myself. I have to read other people's. And this was, I found this. You think that's a joke. I found, we went to England, and somebody in England showed me this book. This is a photocopy called The Secret World of Cults, Inside the Sects That Take Over Lives by Jean Ritchie. And I don't know if she has an agenda or not, but here's what The Secret World of Cults said about us in chapter 14. I'll try to do it in dialect. In America, where there are over 3,000 cults, there is a flourishing religion called the Church of the Subgenius. The guru is a traveling salesman called J.R. Bob Dobbs, whose church is run by mail order. You send in your money, and according to one of Bob's acolytes, quote, the money carries a psychic... Oh, I can do this in my own accent. The money carries a psychic imprint of your soul, and that's the only reason Bob wants it. Why do they laugh at our sacred dogma? He swings business deals with aliens using the souls of his followers as collateral. Bob is the mystic super salesman on whose wheeling and dealing the fate of the world depends. I guess I must have been the acolyte she spoke to. So that's one of my lines. On July 5th, 1998, according to Bob, marauding aliens are planning to destroy the world. Only Bob can save us by doing a deal with them. If he fails, his followers are guaranteed seats on a spacecraft which will speed them away from Earth just as the planet is destroyed. There's one major difference between the Church of the Subgenius and other cults. It is a spoof. See what I mean? You can't, you know, you can hide the truth in plain view. It is a spoof that has been running successfully and profitably since 1978 and now has an estimated 30,000 followers, far more than most real cults. And now, the funny thing is, that's probably an accurate figure. Right. It was started by four men. This part's actually quite wrong. It was started by four men who given themselves exotic guru-style titles. Reverend Stang, which I don't see what's so exotic about that, Pastor Naked, Hell Swami Hagen, and Saint Janer Hypercletes, and have parodied the literature, jargon, and advertising of the real cults. And, if you think they've gone over the top, you should look at one of the books they produce, High Weirdness by Mail, in which they've collected together the bizarre religious pamphlets, tape recordings of real-life space aliens, and all sorts of other astonishing offers that are available from genuine crackpot religions in the States. They do have their own there. It makes Bob and his secret deals with aliens seem refreshingly sane. Well, that's the sad part, isn't it? But Britain has not gone anything like as far down the cult road as America and so forth. And anyway, friends, you see what... there is a difference between us and real hardcore kooks. Real kooks see things that aren't there. And by that, I don't mean they see, you know, like when you take too much and you see better artwork than is really on the wall. What true kooks see are connections between things that aren't there. And speed freaks and religious nuts of all kinds will see connections between things where there really aren't connections. Or else they're connections that the rest of us don't notice simply because we're not insane. Present company excluded. Friends, you just heard a little bit of some preaching from Winter Star Symposium. You can get more information about that from rosencomet.com. Before that, Old Time Radiation, a wonderful cut-up there by Norel Pref. And before that, introductory materials and cut-ups by Fernandinande Lemur. In fact, there's a lot more of Lemur and Norel Pref cut-ups coming up. I'm not even going to try to tell them apart, really, friends. But now some Lemur and then some Norel.
Scientists kill millions of free-roaming cats annually. Cats face a host of hazards ranging from accidents to poisoning to disease. Few cats survive, even if they appear to have escaped. It's easytokillcats.org.
All right, Mr. Scientist, would you tell us a little bit about Peter's? First of all, there's a tremendous mushrooming effect. Now I want you to get this. Peter's blast, it comes in a downward direction, dissolves, melts everything, even steel. Word? What'd you say, Peter? Peter said, now I want you to get this, bomb blast. Go to the library tomorrow and say to the librarian, she'd say, I want a bomb blast. Word?
From PR News in Washington, I'm Kravnatuit Square. Illinois is playing in the finals of the first finals for the first time.
Illinois has had all season.
PR's popularity cut across religious sectarian strife.
Angelus Massa, Peter Pack, the Christian Cardinals.
Christians, 50% Muslim and 50% Christian. The gunman who tried to kill PR News was loved. Christians in the Middle East are congratulating PR News in Washington.
In 29 through 32, at the end of the story, all their faces did it. And they just cut more pointed their pyramid. They supposed to be stabbing just as time. There's a loss of say. For slack written. This writ is when it urim becomes custody's his bishop. To hate.
Like so many choose to do.
In the book.
They didn't have the good stuff in those days, you're saying.
man was just was too incomplete. He was retarded. He couldn't even feed himself. You know, the typical, and you know, I hear this philosophy all the time, you know, like the future was created yesterday. You know, like we're living in some better time, you know.
Man, I won't say it's better or worse, but I think we are definitely living in the future now. Well, I don't know. It's arguable. It's questionable.
We are in the future.
Come on. This is the future. Like,
actually, we're on the verge of
the future.
It's the
year 2005.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, for me, the future started around 1975.
Well, I guess, yeah.
That's a futuristic sounding year, but when you realize you lived in it, it becomes very mundane and erectile.
Actually, yeah, like it makes me feel pretty cool. Like, hey, I lived through the future, and now I'm, you know, for me, the future began in 1999, I think.
So do you think the future ends in 2012, like many of the gross monkeys were afforded to be?
Well, Weekly World News always predicted that Jesus would return in 2012.
I have absolutely no reason to believe any of that.
Yeah, I know you don't.
How does Jesus have anything to do with the 2012 thing?
How does anybody keep track of what Jesus is doing?
Wait, what?
It's simple. Like you just call him up at... Call him up at 800-669-2222.
No, that's become my number now.
That's
you can't
your number
reach
now?
Jesus anymore. You can only reach Stang at that toll-free number.
Oh.
Well, what happened?
And I'm on it right now, so don't even bother.
Was it a repossessed account or what?
Yeah, why did Jesus give it up?
Well, he's working for Satan right now.
That's the money is, you guys. You got to, you know, at least give him credit for knowing how to follow his nose. That's where the dough is, you know. It's either that or...
Actually, I shouldn't say it's Satan, because he's never identified himself as Satan. He said he was the devil. What can I say? Jesus needed a lot more money and power than the Subgenius Foundation was able to offer, as opposed to the devil.
Hmm.
Huh.
So I'm back to the I'm the one who has the answer machine that the 888 number, and
that is 888, not 800.
Pretty spaced out phone calls on that thing.
From all across the country.
I just watched an old lady get stabbed, and then this guy get his head taken off with the guy who stabbed her.
See, now you live in a cool neighborhood.
It was crazy.
You live in a cool neighborhood.
Yeah.
Some of us live in the kind of neighborhoods where we wonder, oh, Satan, is he still going with that Kevin guy or Saddam Hussein, you know?
Right.
And you're like one of the people can just look out his televised window and see old ladies being stabbed.
I used to live in a neighborhood like that in Cleveland.
I love the cries of their, you know, in the night of the elderly women being stabbed. There's nothing like, and, you know, the one-eyed dog
sound.
Barking. In
Collinwood.
Welcome to Collinwood.
Welcome to... It's not really like that. It's worse.
Yeah,
right. Oh, God. I wish it was that pleasant.
You know, you
there.
Walk around dreaming of Slovenian sausage and someone's trying to hit you over the head with a bag of rock. You know, real rocks and stuff.
Yep.
Bag of crack rock.
And then they ask you if you're the police. First they hit you over the head with a bag of rocks, and then they go, are you the police? You go, no. And then they hit you again.
Yeah.
If you were the police,
wrong
then they turn
answer.
Around and run off.
And then the police beat you.
Right. Then the police come and beat you. If you say you're a policeman so they won't hit you again, the police come and beat you with a not rocks, but, you know, bean bags.
Well, they know you're not a policeman because you didn't already shoot them with impunity.
For impersonating an officer. Yeah.
That's right.
Friends, you've been listening to clips from Radio Synesthesia on this Hour of Slack, number 994. Radio Synesthesia is on WCSB in Cleveland, on WCSB.org, at 10 p.m. On Sunday nights after the Hour of Slack, friends. But now, some more Lemur.
Pray these words. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to stab my spouse, my children, and stab those associated with Jesus. Amen and amen.
Close encounter with a tree.
This is the phone call we've dreaded all these sleepless nights.
Oh, what happened? Oh, the blood, I'm dying.
Changing the future. Brother for a playmate. Filled with hopelessness and despair.
The cookies and the Kool-Aid were great.
Dad says he's heard it all before, Grandpa. Shortly after turning 12, I started smoking pot with a friend. I was looking for an elusive escape from reality.
Yeah, three beers is just enough to get a buzz.
Let's go inside the restroom and have some fun.
All right.
Hello? Yes?
What?
Fort Leonardwood.
I'm overweight. Alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes sabotage my efforts.
Go! 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 Let me go!
Hello?
He's one mean dude.
My life was out of control and filled with despair. Drunker and sconce. Drunker and sconce.
You can say that again. You can say that again.
But, covered with blood, I thought I was dying. Thank you for coming.
Life sure isn't what I thought it would be.
Same here.
Do you guys know anyone who's really happy?
Not me.
I'm glad you came.
Me too.
I'm glad you came.
Me too.
I've been doing some serious soul searching.
Uh-oh.
I've been doing some serious soul searching.
Uh-oh.
I can't do that.
Wow, that gives me goosebumps. Well, right away I came. Well, right away I came.
Not so, my friend. Not so, my friend. God of love.
I was a man after a good time. The compulsion to sin. I don't want to go to hell, Michelle. I don't want to go to hell, Michelle. Pew, 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 pew.
You recognize that you are lost.
So lost, I wanted to die.
He said, I came. He said, I came.
For the devil. Listen to me. For the devil. Listen to me.
666.
I didn't care what anyone thought or said. I only knew I needed alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes.
Your baby is so cute.
Yes, but...
Protect your babies.
From PR News in Washington, I'm closed to the public today for security reasons.
For security reasons.
Now that Pope John Paul is over, it's time for PR News.
PR's bad.
PR's bad. PR News and warning shots to stop will be a new experience for countries affected by playing soccer. Police and soldiers have taken over PR News in Washington.
Anything you say. You are hearing a special hour on the light to Acklet for a vote to Albinary Slack.
It was like seriousness.
Hiding or beneath the cloak of disorder is simply a question of subdivision. Concealing courage under a show of timidity presupposes a fund of latent energy. Masking strength with weakness is to be effected by tactical dispositions.
Express a dear and strong feeling concerning Bob. Express a dear and strong feeling concerning Bob. It was like a seriousness.
When they came to their senses, it made them soggy and difficult to light.
It was like a bitch of blood. Praise Bob.
When they came for my privacy, they soon realized they didn't want to see me naked. They took my door, but then realized they'd forgotten why. When they came for the lawyers, I was reading a license agreement.
It was like seasons. It was like a bitch of blood. Bob.
Yeah.
Praise Bob. It was like seasons. It was like seasons. Bob. Express a strong feeling concerning Bob. It was like an outlet. Tell Bob.
Surfing, yes.
It was like a bitch of blood. Praise Bob.
There is no instance of our country having benefited from prolonged warfare.
It was like a bitch of blood.
to Bob. It was like a it was like seasons. Praise Bob. Tell Bob.
Oh, that was by Just John, dear friends. A cut-up there by Just John. Before that, some PR news by Lemur and public service denouncements by Lemur. Epiphany, the musical cut-up there was by Norel Pref. This music in the background is from Asmodeus. You can check out that on latexrecords.com. And now, back to Jesus.
Right now, I confess that I might live forever. And Lord Jesus, I take you and I make you come in me. Amen. Jesus.
Speaking of products from Bob, how do I get a hold of some frop, man?
Come on.
Yes, I need frop.
You got to go to
pray,
the mall,
dude.
Isn't it?
Get down on your knees, point your butt at the sky, and start.
That only grows on Planet X.
What is real Habzifrop?
I mean, real frop. True frop does not grow anywhere on this planet, does it?
Yeah, sure it does.
True frop does?
Yeah, real hab. Yeah, it's a Tibetan herb that grows in Tibet and other places, not just Tibet, but that's where it grows best in the Himalayas.
But we're not talking about street drugs. We're talking about the true frop.
It's been, there was a movie made in the 30s called The Werewolf of London.
The original.
Not the American Werewolf in London, the really old one.
I thought that was Warren Zevon's song.
That movie is about Habzifrop Zipulops. At the beginning of it, this explorer is trying to seek this plant that grows only in the, it blooms only in the moonlight, and it only grows on the graves of dead Tibetan holy men, or on the droppings of Yeti, the abominable snowman.
Excellent.
And this guy is able, but it also keeps you from turning into a werewolf once you've become a frop head. And as soon as he gets to this plant, this werewolf attacks him and bites him. And when he gets back to London,
lycanthropic drug.
He and this other werewolf are constantly fighting over the frop because they don't want to murder people. And when they're out of frop, they start killing.
I think I love a scene of a werewolf smoking frop.
Well, that's when but they don't. When they smoke the frop, then they go back to their humanoid, peaceful way.
Well, they want to continue smoking so they don't continue becoming werewolves at a later date. But still, I think it's just the idea of the pure liquid enjoyment.
And the thing is, you have to smoke more and more of the frop to keep from changing.
Yeah, you used to do a little, but the little wouldn't do it, so a little got more and more.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. Like
and since the stuff only blooms in the moonlight and only grows on Yeti droppings, which all of this is pretty hard to set up and grow. I mean, there's homegrown, but you've got to be a real expert, and you have to be in with the Yetis.
Well, I mean, what about those of us?
There's no other way to get Yeti droppings.
You're talking about full-blooded Yeti?
A lot of friends in Tibet who are very, very highly placed religious.
No, are you talking about
$5 not to piss on your shoes in New York? You can give a Yeti $5 for your his droppings and make yourself a handsome profit.
Now, do these have to be full-blooded Yeti, or is it okay to
guys,
have the...
Hey, guys, don't say anything funny for a second. I've got to flip a tape, okay?
Oh, okay.
Bludgeoned to death with the hammer of excretia, and also with a hammer and sickle imported from the neighbor's yard at great expense.
Okay, you can start. You can start again.
Well, I was going to ask, is it sufficient?
Can I create some sort of hydroponic crop growing system?
Well, first you have to make sure that the Yeti are well hydrated. They have to have plenty of liquids on a daily basis.
Does it grow under a black light?
Well, it will, but if the lunar phases will interfere with its blooming and blossoming.
Is this because of the gravitational pull of the moon, or
is it just
does it have something to do with
you
the actual light?
Well, of course, yeah, it's filled with plenty of juicy, hot lunar fluids, which cause madness in most of the incapacitors.
Even a man who has pee in heart and wears his wares at night may become a frophead when the Habzifrop Zipulops blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
So what are like the euphoric effects of Habzifrop?
Ritual dancing. Ritualized dancing.
compulsive spending.
One. Another one is the acrid smell in the back of the
head. Imagine suddenly being able to do everything you've ever wanted to do, even in your most foul and perverse half fantasies.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, everything is your, and you're doing it. And it's pure, total, utter satisfaction of the ego, the body, and everything on all levels.
Sometimes,
and it doesn't ever wear off. You never come down.
You know the male plant, though? There are, like, there are side effects.
Well, there is a headache. You do get a headache that pretty much lasts forever.
Well, I call it splitting of the corpus callosum in two, a little bit more than a headache. You know, your disjunction from the middle inside, you know.
I mean, it like completely assaults your pineal gland.
Oh, it's not for wusses, that's for sure. Are you afraid, man? Don't you want to be cool?
Of course I do.
Are you afraid? What, are you afraid your mom's going to find out? Come on.
Man?
Everybody's doing it.
Why do you think I'm going after it, man?
Welcome to beautiful Pineal Sands, where your every dream awaits you. These giant yakuza tubs are filled with excrement.
I'm sorry.
Nicknamed old U.S. Army general during the Mexican War. No. And, what U.S. city has hosted the greatest... What region is a single rule?
So.
What British doctor reduced the carbolic acid during operations?
Right.
The Indian nations of the Iroquois League fought with any one of the Iroquois tribes? What fat physical?
She fives.
No.
It's alive.
No.
From PR News in Washington, I'm slightly tilted in Washington. Cardinals preparing to elect a new pope have sealed off a site holy to Jerusalems and stopped ultra-nationalist President Bush from marching there. A day after their wedding, Britain's Prince Charles and his new wife Camilla were killed in a fire at a house rented by Miami University students in Oxford, Ohio, today, with about 200 villagers. Survivors of the Buchenwald concentration camp live off campus,
despite police restrictions.
This is PR.
The Eleazar the priest said unto the men of war which went to the battle, This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean.
Doug, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, like, he ain't doing what it is, man.
Produce the most exactly what happened here. It is not scary.
No.
It is not, it does not ever get out of hand. Everything you see here affects.
Yes. No.
This scary guy here with some special haircut is not really scary. He's just accepted. But here in the park, he is a certified killer, but he will not kill you on your person on a ride here in the park. So if you look to your right, you'll see the land of dinosaurs. Smithosaurus, the only dinosaur to use glasses.
Yes.
And the Mephilosaurus, which is the only dinosaur to ever be in a computer age.
Yes.
Here's the Jehovahsaurus, the only American dinosaur, very powerful.
That's the Lobotomatodon, I believe, over there with a tiny incised head.
That's right. Looks like it just split open like a watermelon, but probably not.
Scooped out, I'd say.
And over here,
there's a pack of Slackosauri.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Harassing the Smith.
Yeah.
Smithosaurus. And of course, you can see the Theosophon.
Oh, a very rare event here on the Wotan.
Watch out for that volcano.
Two more Philosophosaurus. There's Dilophosaurus.
The crowd of primitive Yetis
hiding in a cave.
Oh, look at them. Hill. Look, they're all gathering around the camera as if it were some kind of a...
Hold up the tape recorder, Doug.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh, they seem to recognize it.
Yeah, I think they know what sound things
look,
are now.
Living
this close.
Tape recorder.
Dead dog. Oh, I see. The big wicker tape recorder.
Yeah.
Advanced technology for these guys, I'd say. They must be REM testers.
Or our friends. We'll find out which. Here, let me put the probe up. They burned that guy in the arm. Oh, well. Oh, look, they're all running away. Let's follow them in the helicopter, okay?
Okay. Well, they're heading out across that field. Hand me the assault rifle. I think I can get the chief.
Okay, sounds good.
He's carrying the little kids.
Fire
the helicopter. Down closer. They're heading towards the river.
Oh, there he is.
Now I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction.
The chief of the Yeti.
See that now. And there has been any choice for me.
Bring the helicopter closer. We have to see.
Please.
Oh, no. Look out for that pink antler.
It's only a matter of time.
Now we're see these little tapes tell you how far deeply rather you've gone into the park. How scared you should be. You're scared, Marshall.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
it was the ride that had no end.
And no beginning. And you're on it. And I'm sorry we're not describing it better, but we have to fear for our lives here in this scary ride-a-thon.
Yes, in the land of dinosaurs. The primitive one rules. Carrying with it a great deal of primitive sound, I might add.
Well, it's true. And thick. And forever. And sub-deedy.
And here's your sub-deedy, I might add. See you in court.
Oh, yes, sub-deedy. What is it they continue to look for? Who knows?
The amino acids built a beer helmet that, unfortunately, it didn't last forever, but for a long time, whoever wore it would instantly feel like they had had several beers.
Really? Just
and
because of the...
when you took it off, you'd feel just normal again.
Is this because of, like, goggles that it would make you look through or something, and it would make you all dizzy or something, or what?
No. It had some sort of a little microwave thing worked into the lining of it so that it would kind of cook your head a little bit.
You know, that's right, what cell phones do to you, man. That's what cell phones
do. Yeah, it was a glorified cell phone, basically, that just cooked your brain a little bit. And it, as soon as you took it off, though, you felt relatively clear-headed again.
I read recently that the frequencies that cell phones transmit over are just the right frequency to disrupt certain types of brain signals. We're going to add another caller here, very briefly.
You know, Rob, that those signals also help melt valuable cartilage and tissue in the ear canal.
That's right.
So hey, you're giving yourself a nice little ear reaming while you're using the phone.
Some call ups WCSB and you're on the air now.
Like just a mine shaft there.
From PR News in Washington, I'm dragged away and arrested. Police did not overcharge PR News. On Wall Street, 12/10/448, President Bush has told a large Jewish not to abide by his obligations under the U.S.-backed U.S. military in the U.S. as vacationers pose a threat. A California congressman may have sex abuse by PR News in Washington.
Eventually, you could be paid enough to say anything you want. All it takes is paying Bob to hear what he wants to say. summary, the 273 obligations of the subgenius Martian can be summed up in one phrase. And that one phrase can be summed up in two phrases. Send $1 and be yourself. Yes, be yourself. And therefore you will be a subgenius. For some subgenius, that will mean crazed chemical adventures in a scabies-like effort to scrub away the horrors of the conspiracy from one's own brain. Others take it pure, shooting up, mainlining reality, morning, noon, and night. For some subgenius, that will mean frenzied coupling. Other subgeniuses will practice a chastity that even the saints can't comprehend. The rich subgeniuses want what the poor subgeniuses have, and the poor subgeniuses want what the rich subgeniuses have. But whatever kind of subgenius you are, be that kind of subgenius. Send $1 to yourself by way of Bob. The year is 2004. 6BX. The X's have come and gone, but not from this planet. They went to the fourth planet from the sun, Earth, while we stuck on the third planet from the sun, Mars. Roll in our own juices, basting until we can come out of this hellish oven. But there's only one solution. At this point, build your own rocket ship. The Lemurian Flying Rocket Society, LFRS, Light Fuse Run Swiftly, advises you to build your own rocket ship. Either it's by taking a walk in Bob's garden, or by literally building your own rocket ship, because we have to get off this planet. We had a chance to do it the easy way on X Day, July 5th, 1998, when the Axis came and landed on Earth. Unfortunately, we were on the wrong planet. This is Mars. This planet is Mars. And the Axis, Bob, it took a while to cut the deal and have the Axis come the first time. They might not come again. We can't count on it. So we're going to have to engineer it ourselves. Subgenii in the 1600s have gone on record trying to build their own sloop. But we here in the 21st century must build our own rocket ship. Get up to ninth gear and talk with the hand. Talk with the hand, not to the hand. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
A Dr. Onan Canobite on the road, dear friends. Before that, we heard some KPFA Berkeley radio show with Puzzling Evidence, Dr. Howell, Lies, all that from the olden days. Gary Gabroke, friend, Bob Nelson. And, of course, we've heard lots of Lee Murrian cut-ups, PR News, and so forth. Story of Moses there was cut up and fixed up by Reverend Shane Smirker. And we also have been hearing, and will continue to hear, some more radio synesthesia. That's Dr. Sinister's show. Praise Bob. Now, Norrell Pratt, followed by Lemur, followed by Norrell and William Shatner.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace. Hydrogen is built into helium. Yo, it's hot. Oh, it's hot.
It is so hot. It is a gas.
The sun is not hot. The sun is a place where we could live. Nuclear furnace, nuclear you and me. Atomic energy. G.
From PR News in Washington, I'm arrested in Houston for allegedly taking part in PR News. But critics say that it will be hard on PR's heavily fortified green zone. On Wall Street, 25/10/1978, they will also keep the profits. This is PR's PR News. Congress has approved and sent on to the White House a bill calling for the biggest changes in President Bush in 25 years. Major League Baseball was delayed for 3 hours because of the possible threat of approaching PR News, Washington.
She packed my bags.
Oh, my friend, when you're dealing with the stress.
Last night, pre-flight.
The strain, the strife, the madness in the turbulent world.
0 hour.
Of the esoteric metaphysical decoupage, montage, collage, called...
And I'm going to be...
Cynical and drunk.
High. As a kite by then.
Nothing really changes. Everything remains the same. We are what we are till the day that we die.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Rocket Man.
I'm a little weenie looking for a bun.
I'm a rocket man.
Just a teeny weenie, itty bitty one.
Rocket man.
If I keep a cooking, I'll be overdone. Pickle an onion, hot dog.
In fact, it's cold as hell.
I'm a little weenie.
Oh no, no, no. Rock. And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
LOD, dear friends, from the album Morning Star by Asmodeus on Latex Records. You can get more about that at latexrecords.com. Before that, Rocket Man was by Norel Pref with William Shatner. And now back to Radio Synesthesia.
I would like to hear elevator music. I would like to hear it at all times.
You know, I don't really know of any good elevator music that we have up here, but I bet I could find some.
Kenny Aronson, Charlie Bird, and Stan Getz.
As elevator music?
Oh, and how about Devo's Easy Listening?
Ooh.
That's a real nice
kind of elevator music, but it's of those old classic Devo tunes, and it is Devo doing them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like lounge music.
Yeah.
Except...
I'm thinking of the elevator music from the Blues Brothers. In that one scene where they were. Something like that,
about?
And it just kept on going over and over and over. They're like dropping off. It's near the end where they have to deliver something to the county office or something.
Oh, yes, right.
Of course.
And they're in that interminable elevator ride.
And who plays the tax man at the end of the movie?
I don't recall.
You know, there is no elevator music in police headquarters elevators.
That's because policemen do not have a good sense of ear. They do not.
Well, it's because it would just be too ironic. You imagine the poor cop getting off the beat. He's just had to drill some drug dealer through the head, and he's depressed about it. And he gets in the elevator, and they're playing some sappy, watery version of Allison by Elvis Costello.
Right, combined.
He just want to kill himself.
Yeah, it'd be like being destroyed by a quadrangular oscillation.
Inmates only. Please enjoy the facilities on Ward 4. Whatever, cell block 4 or something. You know, errantly going on while the guy's taking all this stuff down for the blotter, you know? Like, why did you kill him in the background? La, 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 la.
Oh, and the worst is when it's Bob Dylan protest songs turned into elevator music.
Hey, at least
I knew that it was the end times when I heard the blowing in the wind and as elevator music. I'm not kidding either. And that was in the 70s.
I like Masters of War as elevator music.
Yeah.
Could you imagine
it's like, the Big Brother
music.
Won. You might as well just bend over and love Big Brother at that point.
Yeah. That's why every band should have been named Winston Smith. Oh, ha ha, the band in the 70s, the band in the 80s, the band in the 90s, the band in the 2000s called Winston Smith. Oh, ho, is that, we're all...
I know a guy whose name really is Winston Smith.
Well, he's one too. We all are.
Well, they made many clones of him in 1984, man.
They cloned all the rats too. Each and every one of them have named the clones. I saw one of your clones at work, Stang.
Dad, Doug Smith says we're different.
Doug's right, Virgil.
Yeah, we follow your hick logic all the way back to your inbred relatives.
Yeah, Winston was cool, though. He was ahead of his time.
Did he also peddle the same variety of snake oil?
Well, he hung out with the girls from the Anti-Sex League, you know, and
as a result, never got laid.
Well, yeah, sooner or later. It's rough in those days.
All of you have heard of abnormal sex. The problem is positive values that are a protection against sexual gratification. What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Sex, that's a kick. Sure, damn good one. Taking a girl's cherries, a hell of a gratifying thing. It makes you feel real big. The United States Supreme Court. The degradation of these people is so complete. Prosecutors, other public officials, the human misery or suffering that cannot be measured. If you knew this, moral decay. The most insidious single group, devilish, sadistic police inflicting torture on others. This is a nation of lust and violence, depravity. The police glorify crime. We must seek to deliver ourselves from this twisting, torturing evil. Promote good reading. Hardcore pornography. Good books on your living room table. Sex satisfaction and climax on your living room table. Sex organs, sexual gratification over and over and over again. Mad magazines are helping to create criminals faster.
Excite lustful thoughts.
Every 3 minutes. Your weapon. steadily rising. Our Constitution was written by men who put their trust in prosecutors torturing other people and ridicule law and authority. The moral decay, this is a nation of the insatiable sex jungle. Too obscene to show. That was a big kick. And so is murder. The price we pay for freedom in this country. Moral decay is spreading. And so, my friend, would never own children under any condition. Sex organs so exposed. This plague of filth. Do you want your children stimulated? Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, syphilis, syphilis, misery, misery, human waste, America. Blasphemy of into compulsive acts of sex violence and founded a government based on this plague of filth.
Takita daka dena din genaka dena genaka tetaka dena daga draga tuna kata da genaka da takita dena da takita da dadra 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 takita daka dena din genaka dena genaka tetaka dena taka draga tuna kata da genaka da takita dena da takita da dadra 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 genaka
Generic alt slack troll list, part 1. I question the nature of your sexuality. Your choices of political or sports figure, pop star, religious leader, films, or belief systems are inferior and evidence an inferior intellect as well as a dearth of taste. Your physical features are comical to me. Your mother's, your sister's, your girlfriend's breasts or genitalia are substandard. I am Bob Dobbs. You have no tits anyway. You, your family, Bob, is are stupid. Stang has no ass at all. I am superior to you. I am superior to you because I make pie and you make flatus. As a woman, I express contempt for your lack of virility and reiterate my inherent superiority due to vague gender-based variables as well as my tits and sexual capacity.
From PR News in Washington, I'm the first federal pope in Oklahoma City. Again, our top story this hour, the Agriculture Department bombed PR's Scout College. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says it will be burned to the ground.
The Holy Inquisition.
On Wall Street, 62-1029-5716-1153. 168 people filled an Oklahoma City church to burn to the ground. Spain's National Court has sentenced former President Bill Clinton to 600 different triangle-shaped people with nutritional needs. The Catholic agents and members of the Catholic sect died when their compound burned up. This is also PR News in Washington. They said one more. Right? Try it down there, one more, Doug. Just try one more.
Yes, so they did. The doctors constantly tried one more. One more, one more. It's just every number, you know? Sure, electronic fund transfer paves the way for the final takeover, but two-thirds of that takeover has already happened right in front of your eyes. All those born-agains in the world can refuse the mark, but what good will it do them?
Yes, he can rewind it. Touch of an afterburner. Bouncing Boy! Exciting Bouncing Boy joins us in this episode of How to Get Around.
There goes Bouncing Boy, looking for my
child. Yes, it's old Bouncing Boy whistling his way down the trail toward your house to tell you about the ever-present advantages of membership in the foundation of your choice.
I don't like it either. If there were any hope, I'd agree with you.
Yes, Bouncing Boy will be joining you at your job this morning.
Hello.
Okay, too many doctors.
Too many minutes. Stop, doctors.
Stop, doctors. Stop, doctors.
stop doctors.
No, stop doctors. Too many M-minutes, hole in head. Stop doctors. Stop. Okay, what is this message from the conspiracy?
It's from the Oval Office, and it says, it's addressed to James Watt. I haven't got much time. They're at the door.
Okay. Read the message.
The doctor tape will be sent to KPFA, and we'll get some schnook there to take the heat. We'll put in the funny sound effects, and we fire you, you'll have a job.
Is that what they did with Nelson?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think there's something to do with the conspiracy. I don't think Nelson even was on that show. I think... Oh, there goes the witness. The only witness we had. Now what are we going to do? I thought there was a conspiracy. See, what happened is there was no... See, what happened is Nelson wasn't even on the show. He was done with tape and mirrors and little lights and stuff. Yeah, I am. That's why they have these shows. So we can talk to ourselves and you can talk to us. And we can talk to them. When they come, the exits, we'll have to talk to them. And if we can just explain it right, we'll be able to avoid all that nasty stuff that's in the prophecy books you've been reading so far.
Oh, friends, that was a little bit of the old KPFA Subgenius show, compiled in this case by the good Phineas Narco. I think you may be able to find more of that stuff at nationalcynical.com. We are the Church of the Subgenius at subgenius.com, and this is Hour of Slack 994. Before that KPFA, we heard the PR News is by Lee Murr. The Alt Slack Troll routine is Hell Pope Huey, and the tongue-twisting craziness there was by the Toronto Tabla Ensemble. Before that, a song by Norrell Kraft. You can get more Norrell Kraft at heavyconfetti.com. But now, Huey and Lee Murr.
Generic Alt Slack Troll List Part 2. I hereby compare you to excrement. I hereby compare you to another poster who is only slightly less like excrement than you. I suggest that you commit an act of spatchcock upon your own person. The Simpsons and or Futurama do or do not suck. You are obviously an example of offspring resulting from the unnatural co-joining of animal, close family member, comical inanimate object, excrement, and animal, close family member, comical inanimate object, excrement. I feel certain you will be found dead face down in animal, close family member, comical inanimate object, excrement, revolting location or material other than excrement due to your severe lack of or excess in random quality. You have the diminished intellectual capacity of animal, close family member, comical inanimate object, excrement. You French poodles.
From PR News in Washington, I'm hit by a roadside.
Bulgarian.
Stocks today, 1744, 1958, 20. This is PR News. The head of Amtrak told a Bulgarian panel today that the Bulgarian rail system needs a quick, large infusion of Alan Greenspan to keep operating. The Fed chairman warned lawmakers that if something isn't done, there could be PR's reports.
An aging population is unlikely to eliminate.
The Bush administration proposes eliminating PR News in Washington.
You're a smarty, aren't you? You can only take a bold and decrepit.
I was born in a basement, chained to a dull, futureless job and a drab existence. I am many things. I am as big as you can conceive. I am large and growing. You can look at me. Hard, yes. I never sleep. I am Negro American. I can build dreams. This is the spirit of millions who have lived and died so that men might be free enterprise opportunity to brotherhood.